This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel, reeling from the deadliest attack in half a century, formally declared war on Hamas Sunday as the conflict's death toll surged above 1,000 after the Palestinian militant group launched a massive surprise assault from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu steeled the shocked and grieving nation for a long and difficult war after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Israel on Saturday and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took at least 100 hostages. The Israeli military has accused Hamas militants of behaving like the Islamic State group during the surprise attack, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Border police battle remaining Hamas fighters in southern Israel. Meanwhile, in Be'er Sheva, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hugari twins the militants with the Islamic State.
Israeli intelligence indicates that Hamas are hiding among Gazan civilians inside Gazan homes and schools, hospitals and mosques. Hamas behaves like ISIS.
Hugari adds, Israel's preparing its next move. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The attacks on Israelis in Gaza over the weekend were war crimes, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations said on Sunday, as Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 600 and abducting more.
Slaughtering civilians, abusing hostages, taking babies from their mothers. There are no words to describe such savagery.
Israeli envoy Gilad Erdan speaking to reporters at the United Nations ahead of a UN Security Council